A cattle barn at the Carver County Fairgrounds overflowed this weekend with farmers. They came not for a fair, but for Rural Crisis Accountability Day, a rally-type meeting to raise awareness about the ag crisis. Rally organizers said the purpose of the gathering was to, quote, put unity back in community. Dozens of state legislators jumped onto an old hay wagon to kick off the event. They preached about fair prices and changes in policy to save the family farm. Labor officials were also there to fire up the crowd. Bernard Brummer, president of the Minnesota AFL-CIO, reminded the group that this wasn't just a rural issue.
This isn't, as the sign says, a rural crisis. It's not a farm crisis. If you'll indulge my disagreement with the signs, this is America's crisis.
And of course, lawmakers took the chance to tell farmers what they think needs to be done to end that crisis. Democratic Representative David Mingy said it's time to make changes in the 1996 Freedom to Farm Act. He said there were good parts of the act, but said the lack of a safety net is what makes the law unworkable. Mingy called on Congress to write tougher antitrust laws and support cooperatives to make them successful. And the congressman also said there was only so much politicians could do. Farmers need to get together and let Washington know how they feel.
Plan how Minnesota can have 500 people out in Washington to protest what's going on. And plan how we can have an equal number from a dozen other states. And if we do that, I can tell you that we will get action this fall. And it'll be action that gives us hope for the future.
U.S. Senator Paul Wellstone echoed the call for a change to the Freedom to Farm Act. Wellstone traveled around the state last week speaking with preacher-like enthusiasm in an effort to get farmers fired up. The senator continued his raucous appeal to the crowd in Waconia.
We need to take the cap off the loan rate. We need to get the price up. We need to have farmer-owned reserve. We need to extend the repayment period. We need antitrust action. We need fair agreement. And we're going to fight for it. We're going to fight for it. That's why we're here today.
Wellstone's Republican counterpart, Senator Rod Grams, didn't make it to the weekend farm rally. But Grams also traveled the state last week, talking with farmers about the crisis. In his stops, Grams criticized the Democrats' attack on Freedom to Farm and said it wasn't to blame for the poor ag economy. The senator said Freedom to Farm just needed more time to succeed and said the ag economy would improve through trade deals with foreign countries. A free market system, according to Grams, is better than relying on government support. Regardless of what solutions politicians have, some of the rally audience said they don't expect much to be done.
Well, it's a nice rally and nice speakers, but something's got to be done, not just talk.
Al Schaller raises soybeans near Mankato. Schaller believes lawmakers when they say they want better prices in the ag industry, but doesn't think they'll deliver on their good intentions.
It's not just them, it has to be all of Congress, you know, and the president has to sign it and so forth, you know. That's pretty hard to do. Try to get that all done so quick, but something's got to be done.
Schaller isn't the only farmer who thinks Congress won't be able to improve prices. A farmer from Hutchinson, who gave his name only as Red, expressed general disdain for how he believes Washington will deal with the crisis.
And then, you know, when they make a law, then they package it, and they even put in toilet paper, you know, some other kind of crap they put in there. They package so much stuff in a tobacco law. I'll tell you one thing. Well, you know, if we are, this is such a serious mess that if they don't take care of this, I'm afraid we're going to lose our democracy.
Congress won't take any action until their summer recess is over. In September, they're expected to look at a proposed $7.4 billion relief package. Farmers hope something is done soon. Until then, they'll continue to hold rallies like this one. More than a dozen others are scheduled around the Midwest in the coming months. Tim Post, Minnesota Public Radio, Collegeville.